Good morning, good morning, good morning from the porch. And of course, for Miss McKinney, thank you guys for joining. Thank you guys for listening. As you can hear, I'm out on the porch, right? We've got the birds chirping. Earlier, we had some chickens or some roosters clucking, and we've got some dogs barking in the distance. So, busy morning on the porch. Haven't seen any squirrels yet, though. Thank you guys for tuning in. So my original plan was to drop an IM yesterday, and the IM was going to be me. I am Marion Locke's daughter is what the IM was going to be. Yesterday was her birthday. If she were still living, she would have been 71 years old. So please, happy birthday in your heart to her. June 26th was her day. Yesterday was actually a really good day. I think that those days are getting a little bit easier to handle because I'm not getting so mired down in the fact that she's not here anymore so much as what we did while she was here. And I think that's pretty much been what I've been saying in every avenue of my corner. It appears that, you know, when individuals reach out to me and they're talking to me about their parents and things like that, it feels like it's been my duty to say, give them their flowers while they're still here. And it's not just beneficial for them, although it definitely is, but it's extremely beneficial for yourself, because we hate that the day has to come, that the day is inevitable, that we all must see that day. But when that day comes, you want to know that you did your part. And I do realize that sometimes it's not easy, right? Because moms and daughters or dads and sons never argue, right? So I realize it's not that easy, but it is the best thing to do for not only them, because it can create a better relationship here on earth. But then again, like I said, when that day comes, you already know you did your part. So yesterday, I didn't feel the need to rush out to her grave, because I feel her presence, you know, pretty strong some days, especially on holidays and days like that, you know. Probably a memory heart type connection, but definitely remember stronger on those days. And then I tried to remember, but thoughts and memories throughout the day would pop up on different birthday celebrations that we did. So I was at Saltgrass not too long ago and actually got to reminisce giving her a 60th birthday party there. I think it was 60, possibly 65. No, it was not 60. Because her 60th birthday party, we actually did a big to-do. So this must have been around, I think, 59, 58. And we invited everyone to the steakhouse to eat. And I had no clue on how to do anything. I didn't know that if I invited a group of people that I should be paying for them to eat. And I was just thinking I needed to pay for her and my stepfather at the most. And so that that was doable. Not all of the individuals that we had invited, but it turned out to be really cool because my stepfather's brother ended up paying for everyone. And so it ended up getting done right, even though I wasn't able to do it right. So that was very cool. The 60th birthday party, yes. We rented out a building downtown. Very neat. It was like a stone building that they used. I think it was inside of a museum or a historic type place, and it was downtown McKinney. We rented that out. We had caterers come that served both chicken and beef. Hello. The good old fashioned green beans, I remember, and potatoes. And people came and said really nice things. A lot of her classmates, a lot of her family, a lot of her friends came, and that was an excellent party. And the smile, that smile I spent an eternity looking for, maybe, and I wouldn't say an eternity, but I spent a good chunk of my adult life looking for that smile and wish that I could see it again. She was always, I've said in previous podcasts, she was always very grateful for everything that we did. At least, you know, those are the things that came out of her mouth. But there's, you know, a heart to smile connection there. When I know I did my best and I can see it on her face that she's grateful for it, that was good for me. And I did get to see that smile a few more times. A few more times. I do miss her very much. Now it seems as though when it's time to remember, it's not always a cry. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's a smile. A lot of times it's a smile. We also remembered doing, I think this was probably 68 or 69 for her birthday. It was 69 for her birthday. We did a carriage ride. And that one was a little rough because we were going through a heat wave, I think. But my mother was always one that you did not give her her birthday gift late. You gave it to her on time. So in accordance with the horse buggy schedule and her birthday, we did it on an evening that it was super hot. But again, the smile was there. She had a good time, and so did my stepfather. We rode them around the town that we live in, and so that was super extra neat. So remembering all those things, doing things while they're on this side of the town. And y'all, I'm not even talking about financial things. I'm talking about going and sitting on a porch and having some conversations. We did a lot of that too. Maybe that's where I realized that I was transitioning into the love of being an old woman, maybe transitioning into being older and enjoying sitting on the porch and having those conversations. And I still have conversations with her now. I hope that on the morning of her birthday, which was yesterday, the 26th, her day, that she was able to get up and eat a cinnamon roll and bacon with somebody like Marvin Gaye or Teddy Pendergrass. Mm-hmm. I hope that she was able to have the best chicken salad ever because she was a chicken salad maker. That was her dish. I hope she was able to have an awesome chicken salad sandwich and maybe even a margarita or something, because it's your birthday. So you got to be able to have a little bit of liquor when you're in heaven, right? Don't fuss at me. And then for dinner, I hope that all of the people who preceded her in death were there and they had an awesome steak dinner, steak, baked potato, and maybe even a salad with her mother and her father, her brothers that preceded her in death, and her great friends, sister-in-law, Miss Charlie and Miss Ella May. I hope they all got together and had a great time. Maybe even played a spades game or two. Okay, that would probably be me. I miss you, Emma. I miss you so very, very much. I'm so grateful to have been your daughter, to be your daughter. I thank you for the things that you taught me directly and inadvertently. They make me the person that I am, and I'm happy to be me. I thank you again, Emma. I miss you, and I will see you again one day. You guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Again, just a reminder to show your love while they're on this side of the grass, because that's really when it's most important. If you do, to, in my opinion, and you know, everybody has an opinion, right? In my opinion, when you do it on this side, when you do it for them when they're on this side of the grass, you're doing it for y'all's relationship, right? When you do it on the other side of the grass, you might be stepping into doing it for show. Thank you guys so very much for joining us. Love you all. We'll see you soon. Be strong. Be you, which is absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, stunning. That one. Don't let anybody tell you any different. And be blessed. Take care.